Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Job. Where then does wisdom come from? And where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the air. Abaddon and death say, we have heard a rumor of it with our ears. God understands the way to it, and he knows its place, for he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he gave to the wind its weight and apportioned out the waters by measure, when he made a decree for the rain and a way for the thunderbolt, then he saw. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due God's name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Mount Hermon like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forests bare. And in the depths temple of the Lord, all are crying, glory! The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as sovereign forevermore. O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace. A reading from Revelation to John. After this I looked, and there in heaven a door stood open. And the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. At once I was in the Spirit, and there in heaven stood a throne with one seated on the throne. And the one seated there looks like jasper and carnelian, and around the throne is a rainbow that looks like an emerald. Around the throne are 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones are the 24 elders dressed in white robes with golden crowns on their heads. Coming from the throne are flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder, and in front of the throne burn seven flaming torches, which are the seven spirits of God. And in front of the throne there is something like a sea of glass, like crystal. Around the throne and on each side of the throne are four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion. The second living creature like an ox. The third living creature with the face like a human face. And the fourth living creature like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and inside. Day and night, without ceasing, they sing, holy, 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 the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and is to come. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. One day he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us go across to the other side of the lake. So they put out, and while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A windstorm swept down on the lake, and the boat was filling with water, and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him up, shouting, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And Jesus woke up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They ceased, and there was calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" They were afraid and amazed and said to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Geography defines what images storms and weather Sunday evokes. Among staff, the bets tended pretty much toward tornadoes, thunderstorms, lightning strikes. Of course, as hurricane season continues for many along the coasts, the images are certainly of those massive storms coming inland. Indeed, this congregation has loved ones who live in the hurricane zone. Certainly, when imagining a storm that comes up on the sea with Jesus and the gang in the boat, most imagined the kind of wind that blew through Columbia Friday afternoon. Every one of these weather events brings fear and concern. As drought persists in the West and creeps across the country, problematic weather comes in the slow-moving disaster mode. In Oklahoma, this summer has been identified as the driest since the 1930s. Crops across the plains fail to produce yields. Snowpack recedes, reducing the water flowing into rivers and reservoirs. This kind of weather elicits a lingering anxiety about current reality as well as the future. Rarely does the much-needed rain fall gently on sun and drought-hardened ground. Given all that, some may have been surprised to see the representative image on the bulletin of snow. One might look at that picture and suggest that the snowfall was not so significant as to cause great anxiety, except, well, in mid-Missouri, that image could just as easily show a few inches of snow on a substantial layer of ice. People here know all too well the paralyzing impact of that of such a storm. It doesn't look like much, even as it belies great danger. With all these dangers, fear and anxiety can prevail. To be sure, whether a hurricane blows over and floods the structure of the economy as well as homes, or a drought slowly drains the accumulated resources of the ecosystem, the reality is that weather and storms has the potential to wipe out resources for living. Ray Pickett, rector of the Pacific Lutheran Theological Seminary, notes that what the church translates as faith, as a common word in the Greek speaking, was a common word in the Greek speaking areas of the Roman Empire. This common word communicated at core trust. Now, the primary Greek-English dictionary used for translating the Bible buries that translation deep in the field of meaning. Yet Pickett's understanding of the cultural and linguistic environment where this common word was used raises that notion of trust as an interesting question. What if, when the disciples awakened Jesus in the back of the boat, his response was, "Where is your trust?" Catechism students hear God's first commandment, "You shall have no other gods," as a reminder to first and foremost trust God. And yet, humanity tends to trust all kinds of created things above their trust of God. To be sure, trusting God amid weather, frightening weather events or not, challenges the most faithful followers of Jesus. Similarly, trusting God does not absolve humanity of responsibility to be good partners with God and with all of creation for the good of all. The scripture witness offers today a variety of promises. God gives strength to God's people. To be sure, the psalm recounts the powerful voice of the Lord represented in lightning flashes. To be sure, this selfsame voice has the power to literally strip the forests bare. Yet the prayer and promise of the psalmist pleads strength. The revelation to John offers a glimpse into the reign of God in heaven, where various weather events like lightning represent the authority and power of God. In the midst of it all, God presides over the fullness of glory. The faithful remember the call to recognize that God is God and we are not. Indeed, Job's account of the conversation between Job and the Lord points to the reality that God bears wisdom. In this season of creation, the church hears a call to seek God's wisdom. Jesus, the Christ, embodies God's wisdom. He bears witness to authority over all creation. Jesus promises to protect the faithful in the midst of literal and metaphorical storms. Jesus is present in the face of danger of all kinds. And Jesus asks, "Where is your trust?" Disciples find themselves in awe and amazement. Who is this that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him? Indeed, Jesus embodies the promise that creation, humanity, indeed disciples of Jesus, have a trustworthy creator and God to partner with. Let the church live into this trust and live it in the midst of all the storms that encompass the faithful. Faith calls the church to trust in the Lord always.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.